Amos Perek Vav Pasuk Vav. Woe to the country of Samaria, but also woe to Tzion for the destruction to come. Hashosim b'mizrkei yayin, and the people who fatten themselves and gorge themselves on Wagyu steak. They drink mizrkei yayin from bowls of wine. And Rabbi Etchalom makes a beautiful point about that. He says, Mizrakim, of course, are the bowls in which you're makabel the dam from a carbon. Using the word Mizrak is unusual for a cup. It's usually a kos or a gevia, like by Yosef Atzadik's story. But here, they're drinking from Mizrakim, which they should be using to do Avodas Hashem. But instead, they're using them only to drink themselves into insensibility and to enjoy a very good time. Vereshish Shimonim Yimshachu, and their anointing, which of course is part of the acts of the Beis HaMikdash and of kings, with the first oils they anoint themselves, the best of the oils, the spiced oil, the balsamum, the really good oils. They're using it just for after shower moisturizer. Velo nechlu al shever Yosef, but they feel no pain concerning the destruction of Yosef, because the Navi has told them that Yosef, Ephraim, Yeravam ben Nevat, the kingdom of Yisrael, is destined to be destroyed. Do they not care? And the interesting thing about Shever Yosef, the breaking, the destruction of Yosef, is Rabbi Etchalom points out, he loves the use of words, the idea that Shever was used for grain, for produce, for providing lots and lots of bags of grain to purchase. Shever, to feed their families during the famine. But the Shever Yosef then has historic echoes, as well as the idea of Yosef being destroyed. Zayin lochein ata yiglu rosh golim. Therefore, because you simply sit there and enjoy yourselves while the world is actually collapsing around you, but you don't even notice it. Think about Mini Mini Tikalu Farsin, the great parties of Belshazzar, where the Nevuah of Hashem is inscribed on the wall that y'all are going to be destroyed and Persia is going to take your place. Well, that's the Jews beforehand. Therefore, you're going to be exiled at the head of the exiles. You're going to be the first ones to go. The survivors of Yosef, remember the Slicha that we say on Yom Kippur during Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf, where the Caesar comes and says, what's the punishment for kidnapping? You sold your brother Yosef into slavery and kidnapped him. And what did the brothers do? They sat down to eat while Yosef's in the pit crying out. And later they would admit it, that they heard his cries and ignored them. This is a great, grievous, ancient Jewish sin. We still haven't completely gotten over it yet. Perhaps we shouldn't. Bisar mirzach seruchim, the banquet of the haughty, again, the seruchim, the people stretched out on the bed, the song, the banqueting, the good times are going to leave them and go far away. And instead, they're going to be mourning because they're going to be dying. And we're going to see descriptions of that here in the oracle that Amos is intoning for them. Mirzach can be raising the voice. Radak says it can be weeping. It might be for joy, but it might be for sorrow. Ches nishba Hashem Elokim benafsho. Hashem has sworn by his own existence, which of course means by eternity, because Hashem will always exist. Nom Hashem Elokei Tzevakos says, coming from Hashem, which is a real underlining that this is the word of God, Misa'ev Anochi es Gaon Yaakov. I hate, I abhor, it's disgusting to me, the pride of Yaakov. The pride of Yaakov might refer to Eretz Yisrael. The pride of Yaakov might be the pride of the current descendants of the Jewish people. Remember, Hashem renamed Yaakov Yisrael. But Yaakov, Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, is weak and dependent. They should have pride in the fact that they're Kohanim and Kedoshim. But they leave me. V'armanosav sanesi, I hate his palaces. This garti, ir umaloa, and I will deliver the city and all of what fills it. All of its fullness, Jerusalem and all its inhabitants are going to be handed over to the Avdei Avodah Zarah. So this is going not only for Yisrael, but for Yehuda as well. Tes v'haya im yivasru asaran ashim b'vayis echad. It will be if 10 men are left in one house. V'mesu, they're all going to die. And the various mefarshim talk about what that means. If they survive the military attacks upon the cities by the enemy, then they're going to die in plague. Rashi says if they escape sword and plague, the next pasuk tells us they're going to be burnt alive in the house. There is no escape, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud unesa'o dodo umisarfo. His kinsman or his uncle or his beloved. Dod can mean uncle. It can mean beloved. There is a connection because uncles used to marry nieces when their fathers passed away, or when we know Amram and Yocheved. The relationship between uncle and niece is considered to be a way to maintain the family line, even though to us it seems very odd. But it also means beloved. Ani lo dodi v'dodi li. And his kinsman, umisarfo, and the one who, now Rashi says, who saved him from burning, will carry him. But others say the one who set his house on fire. It's written with a samach, which is also strange, because usually it's with a sin. So Rafe is burning. So the connection to burning is a little questionable as well. Most people connect it to the idea of fire, fiery death and destruction. Lahotzi atzamim min habayis, to take at least the bones out of the house. So the bodies are going to be removed from the fire. We think about October 7th. Almost exactly 2 years ago. V'amar la'asher b'yarkasei abayis. And he will say to the one who is at the end of the house, all the way in the far away other side of the house, V'amar ofes. And he'll say, are there any more with you? Is there anybody there? Ha'odimach, I'm sorry. Ha'odimach, is there anybody else there with you? V'amar ofes is going to say, no, there's nobody left. V'amar hus. And he'll say, take them out. Ki lo lahaskir b'shem Hashem. And why is this? Because you don't mention the name of God. You run away from God. You refuse to mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Loyaleno, on October 7th, there were many, many people who died who were not religious in the least and were using the day as a celebration. But they weren't saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what a great pity that they end up being among the fallen. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we absolutely have to remember to whom we owe everything.